Hi, Mark. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Doc. Yeah, I'm calling regards. One of my brothers came down with liver cancer, stage 4, and I was wondering what kind of supplements I could recommend to help him.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. Well, a couple, three things. I definitely will get to you with something that could be very useful to you. But I am going to mention that at Tomah Clinic, the two docs who specialize in all this happen to be Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lamson. Dr. Lamson was actually professor of oncology, which is, of course, Latin or Greek for cancer, over at Bastyr University for years, and then he decided to retire from teaching and just stay in practice. And Dr. Sherman actually was head of the clinics over at Bastyr, and he also retired from that and decided to stay in practice. So they're the two who do the most with cancer work. Now, sir, here's something that I didn't know about. I try to educate myself whenever I can. I need a lot of education. Just ask my wife, huh? Anyway, but I need a lot of information. So I did subscribe to newsletters here and there. And one I liked was David Williams. And unfortunately, Dr. Williams is quitting his newsletter publishing at the end of this year. And I'm going to miss that. Here's one of the reasons why. And it is an answer to your partial answer to your question, sir. I am not kidding. Okay. In one of his last issues, he published a title called A Cure to Cancer in Plain Sight. And he referred to two people who had cured their cancers. Did I say cured? Yes, I did. By using dog worming pills. I am not kidding you, sir. Things are used by veterinarians to get the worms out of dogs. And they're called such things as, and I'll spell it slowly, F-E-N-B-E-N. D-A-Z-O-L-E, that's fenbendazole. And the other one is even simpler. It starts with M-E, M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E, mebendazole or mebendazole. Now, I couldn't believe it, but Dr. Williams has always been reliable. So I went to PubMed, National Library of Medicine, and I put in those two words, fenbendazole, cancer. And for the next search, I put in the two words, mebendazole, cancer. And oh my goodness, I didn't want to stay up past midnight, so I only got 19 articles. But 19 articles on that topic, 18 of them showed that those two things kill cancer cells, sir. I am not kidding. So with Dr. Williams' permission, because he printed it all over the back of his newsletter, he said, copy this newsletter and give it to anyone in sight. We've got that posted at the Green Medicine Newsletter website, and people can download it from there. Unfortunately, you can't do it from Dr. Williams anymore because, as I say, he's not writing anymore. December is his last issue, and I couldn't believe it, but there it is. It's in the scientific literature. It was mentioned in Dr. Williams' newsletter, and oh my goodness, dog worming pills? The worst they do to the dogs is kill their worms, but they were curing cancer, the two people mentioned in his newsletter, and there were other things on the PubMed website that showed that these two things cure cancer. I'm sorry, I'll take that back. Kill cancer cells, because we only have two cases published by Dr. Williams of humans. But it showed they cured cancer cells, human cancer cells, not dog cancer cells. And it just blew me away, because you can buy these things over the counter, and you know what that would do to the, let's call it cancer industry and their income? If people found out about this? Okay, let me mention a couple of other things, sir, because I do get kind of excited that this has been hidden in plain sight for all this time. One of the big deals is that CBD found in marijuana, yes, CBD kills cancer cells. Not kidding. CBD kills cancer cells. So that doesn't mean one goes out and smokes this stuff. There are some very responsible companies now that put out CBD in little capsules that also has a few of the other components that hemp has in it with minimal THC, so nobody gets high on this stuff. Look, I'm not a pot smoker, haven't been since college, and I don't want to, but I did go out and try a CBD pill to make sure I didn't get high and before I recommended it to anybody, and what do you know, I didn't get high. Uh-uh, just helped me sleep a little better, but that's about it. So there's CBD, sir, and I just learned at a conference. I love learning stuff from a real pro on CBD. That yes, it works better if it's combined, and it already is by most responsible companies combined with just a little bit of everything else except for THC that's found in good old pot plants. So I'd be looking at those two things, sir. I would be starting with looking at the dogworming pills because, again, there is solid research in the National Library of Medicine on that.
Okay. How do you spell that? Mirtazol?
Okay. M-E, like me or you. M-E, Ben, as in the name Benjamin. Me, Ben. And then D-A-Z-O-L-E. Now, none of them are sold under those names, but the trade names come up. And I'm sure that there's going to be some action by our public servants to try to prevent these from over-the-counter sales in the future, just simply because you can kill cancer cells with them. Doggone.
So you get these at any veterinarian?
Veterinarian shop. I was just, again, as I said, at a seminar where I learned a bunch. And somebody told us they just walked into the animal care store and bought them.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. Appreciate it. Really do.
Well, I'm sorry.
Other things, and you've come through for me, so I'm really trusting you on this, too.
Well, you can find that newsletter, as I said, if you want. If you're a subscriber
sure.
to Green Medicine Newsletter, you can download Dr. Williams' whole newsletter. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams, for informing us all. You can download his newsletter from the Green Medicine Newsletter website and read the whole blinking thing, sir.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.